Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah. So under my chair here, Del, what? What? I cleared my throat.
At all that time and when the mic's on.
Well, I needed to do it right then. So under my chair here, there's like a pile of weed. Look, does that look like weed? It really does.
It actually could be.
Lance, you have a theory about what's that?
I think
and how
Patrick,
it got down there.
Patrick Creighton is a man's man. He's a dad's dad. I think he was actually out there mowing his own grass. Maybe the Monarchs, maybe not. He was mowing his own grass.
It does look like weed, though.
It's got a... And yeah. That's where, potentially, if it's weed,
Should we smoke it?
Could be.
Well, now that you've been running your feet all through
okay,
it.
If
what's
just,
the difference? You're just going to smoke it?
I don't know
where do you, oh, you don't know where that weed's
been? Totally I don't know where your feet have been. They've been in the bathroom.
I don't know for a fact. If it's Creighton sitting there, I think he's mowing the yard and he's got it all over his...
Creighton doesn't sit there.
If it's now... If
Jason Braddock.
If it's Braddock.
It's Braddock. Then it could be weed.
Why?
Because he's South Carolina, baby. South Cackalacka.
Well, John just went to the bathroom with his... He's got bathroom feet all through the weed, so it's not good anymore.
No, but he's being for real.
Yeah. No, it looks like weed. It's actually wildcat grass. I wore these shoes yesterday at the Wildcat.
Of course it is.
No, Aaron's honestly, like, and there's a giant
Jason
pile.
Jason Braddock sits in that chair. It's more than likely weed.
Who said that? Patrick Creighton? Aaron? No, it's more than likely.
Man, I'm dealing
if
with
you
some...
want to know the truth, it's more than likely Wildcat grass. I played up there yesterday.
So it's from you?
It's from me. It was all in my
so
shoes.
You did your own? Oh, this is you.
Yeah, this is me.
Oh, okay.
But I could have blamed it.
I thought Jason
Should
was
I leave
the
it here for Charlie? What would Charlie think?
Not a fan.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought Jason was the
He'll take
up.
A picture. No, Joel will take a picture of it.
I've been taking these pain pills for my shoulder. I only take 2 a day.
Do they make you forget things, like taking your mic condom off?
No.
Well, Joel.
Did I do it yesterday?
Oh, yesterday?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you sure I did? It might have. I didn't take any yesterday.
I didn't hear Joel
talk
about it. He does talk about his headphones being on all the time.
But it's
way
got
too high.
It's got codeine, but it's not like a. It doesn't feel. It's not a good feeling.
It's not hitting right.
No, it's hitting terrible. It's not hitting at all. It's not hitting right at all. So I took it at night, and I don't feel good when I had medicine with codeine in it when I had my tooth extract. I had to have that emergency cap or root canal last year.
Why don't you let me see him?
That hit great.
I'll see how they. I just
you want to take his pills and see how they hit.
I want to see what they.
I'll let you have one.
No, you can't do that.
I don't.
It's illegal.
It's not.
Wait till we're off air.
It's not hitting.
Don't admit to what you're doing.
Yeah.
Don't snitch on yourself.
You're snitching.
It's not. It doesn't hit the right way. But the other one I had whenever I had my tooth pain, that was like. Man, this is everything's gonna be fine. Everything was great. Now when I take this, I'm like, put me in a pissed off mood.
What?
I feel bad.
So you don't feel like you did when?
No,
you...
it also constipates you. So I had to hit that boo boo juice this morning. That's why I was gone for a little while.
Oh my
man.
God! Why are you dabbing after talking about your boo boo juice? What's the matter with you?
Because
that magnesium citrate hits different.
Because you had a bowel movement?
Because dad, yeah,
I didn't
dabbing.
Say that. I just said it hits different.
What's the difference? What happened then?
Huh? I went down to have a conversation with
anyone. He's dabbing from his dump.
Has anyone ever done that before?
That was?
It was a dump dab.
No, I was telling you that it just hits different.
Hey, yo, I got on that toilet today. Dab. What? What?
What y'all know about grape flavor magnesium citrate?
That'll run through you.
Man.
If you hit it just the right amount.
Matthew McConaughey. Smooth.
Hey, yo. hit that toilet. Got that two-ply. I'm good. Dab.
All right. Let me dab
on you.
You dabbing on dumps?
No, that's not what I did.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you
I
did.
I just said it hit different is all I said.
Yeah.
Bloop, bloop.
That's what hit.
And then I just gave you a little. My kids just, it's like a weapon. I'll just walk by my kids and I'll act like I'm going to do a baseball swing. Say, look. When you get up there, do you remember the problem you had? And I have to really sell it. Like, do you remember the problem that you had, Snacks, where you kept dropping your shoulder? You got to stay, keep your arm high. And when you follow through, and I'll just dab on it. I just take it straight to a dab. Like, whatever. Just, I said, Marty, when you're swimming, you're supposed to pull the water. So when you pull, you go right here. Boom.
Dab.
And then she, and then that just sets her off to do like 1,000 dabs in a row. Or she goes, watch me hit the whoa. That's not what you're doing. You're not hitting a whoa. You're not hitting a whoa, Marty. It looks stupid. You embarrass us if you do that in public. Hmm. My kids argue about things.
About dabbing.
Oh, no. That's why I do it. Dab's been over, Dad, for like 3 years. I said, no, it's just getting started. Hmm.
They're worried about her hitting the whoa. Watch when she calls you a sinner in public.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you should be worried about when she flat out, oh, don't worry about him. He's just a sinner.
And when she watches, well, I mean, Drake, when he was 5, said some lady at a Target had a mustache. Like, why does she have a mustache? Like, oh, my God. But Marty will say, like, that lady is, we had to watch her when she was 4 or 5. Because she would out loud, like, yeah, ooh, she's trashy. She's got tattoos. Like, as people are like waitresses, we had to, like, oh, we can't have her.
Where did she learn the word trashy from? Trashy. At 4 or 5.
She said trashy.
But what did she learn that from?
I might have told her, don't get tattoos, Marty. Don't be trashy. Mm. That's me just trying to, you know, make sure my daughter, you got to keep them on the straight and narrow.
Tattoos make you trashy?
Well, I was just trying to make sure she didn't because that could lead to other things. It could be a gateway. I didn't know. I wasn't sure.
What are tattoos a gateway to, Lance? What do you think?
That stuff?
Because, I mean,
it kind of is. It kind of is.
Okay, watch this. Do you want me to set them up? You want me to throw them a pitch?
Go ahead.
John, what about those tramp stamps? Here comes the ball. Is it flying through the air? It depends on
why
if he wants to swing or not.
Why you think they call them tramp stamps?
Well, that's not what I was looking for, but that's better that you just said that.
Mm-hmm. Better off.
Yeah.
Sorry to all those women out there who have tattoos. Both of them think you're trashy.
Bullseye.
I don't. Just my daughter does. I don't.
Mm-hmm. 713. Are we done with Hitler?
Yeah.
Were you taking those as suppositories? If somebody wants to know, is that what you were taking?
No.
That's how you were taking. That's not how you take those.
That's not
how you take those pills.
Is that why they hit different? Because you're putting them up the wrong place.
Huh.
That's no good. If you know the power of magnesium citrate, you should never be doing that business.
Yeah, meds are weird. I got Tylenol 3 with codeine after dental work and it intensified the pain. Took 3 doses to figure out what triggered it. I actually had to pull my truck over. Couldn't focus. Stopped taking it. Felt great.
Yeah, I'm actually taking, that's the Tylenol with codeine. This is not working for me.
It's not?
Now.
No, that stuff's good.
Vicodin with?
You got to take them with vodka.
No. Yeah, I had some pain pills that work great. These, not so much.
Jackie says I was taking them with vodka, that's why. Oh, that's.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
So, by the way, our Astros won yesterday, and they won with offense and enough pitching. The concern that we talked about is going to be the overriding concern, I think, for the entirety of the year. If Justin Verlander is out for the season, let me back up and go to that one because you guys talked about this, and this is something that I had spoken about the day before when the Verlander out for the year stuff originally came out. If he's out for the year and needs Tommy John, he's not only out for this year, he's out for next year.
Yeah.
He being Justin Verlander. If that is the case, I don't see any way he stays in baseball. He's won World Series. He's just coming off a Cy Young Award. He's done everything. He's done everything he can do. Married to Kate Upton. Everything's been done. There is no, I don't see any way that if he needs Tommy John, that he goes through all that just to come back in 2022. For what? For who? There's no reason. I mean, I can't decide for him, but I just think that there wouldn't be any reason for him to come. I don't think he would see a reason for him to come back. Do you?
No. No.
If it's Tommy John, that's his career's over.
I'm not, you know, I didn't think he'd come back. I didn't think he'd sign the 2-year extension with the Astros, if you want to know the truth. I knew somebody who played golf with him in a pro-am in a tournament, and he said he was talking about going to Kentucky and getting a farm, and that's where he and Kate. I can't see supermodel living on a farm in Kentucky for the rest of her life, but you know what? That's what they do. That's what they do. But
I don't know that she's out and about like.
No,
I don't know that she's one of those needs to be in the spotlight types.
No, I don't know. I guess not. I mean, she seems to be happy to have a kid together. So, you know, whatever. That's their personal life. But I didn't think he'd come back to the Astros, truth be told. And if he has to rehab from Tommy John and he's going to be 38 or 39 by the time he comes back. No. And of course, you never know what drives guys. Michael Jordan came back after the 6th and one thought, I can do it with the Wizards. Well, not really. No, you really can't, Mike. So you never know what an athlete's going to think. But, no, I can see him shutting it down. And quite frankly, what does he need to prove to anybody? Nothing. I mean, he's got the taint of being on the Astros 2017 champion. That's that taint on him. But he was a pitcher. And yet, he still is held accountable just like everybody else. I mean, you remember with CC? CC was pissed when he was picking up the Cy Young Award. Mm-hmm. You know, we were known as cheat or whatever. You know, we use technology as much as we can. And CC was none too pleased with it. Screw you, CC. We got proof now that one of your people are videoing live.
Did
what's
you
going on?
It?
No. I'm not getting in the middle of it.
You want to see what?
Well, just in case it's not, I have no idea if it's real or not.
Right.
I have no idea. So I'm not getting in the middle of that.
But I think Michael Schwab's doing a good job of getting out there and trying to, unfortunately, you know, the real unfortunate thing for me is I'm already resigned to the fact that there is not going to be anything happen to the Yankees. I've never been one of these, for me personally, I was just never one of these baseballs trying to protect the Yankees. I just thought they haven't had someone snitch on the Yankees. Like, there is no – if the Yankees had a snitch, then that'd be one thing. Then they'd have to look at it just like with Mike Fiers. Because I don't think baseball wanted to find the Astros. I think baseball knew there were issues, mm-hmm. and they didn't want anyone. They didn't want it coming out, period.
Well, the good now thing about it coming out now is that it put an end to it. If teams were tinkering and trying to get to where the Astros were, or you know, and okay. the Red Sox and the
did
and
the Mitchell report put an end to steroids? Do you think? I don't.
Oh well, I think it helped.
I think it helped for a while.
I think it scared a lot of guys.
They'll be right back to cheating.
Oh no, I don't think
you
so.
You don't think baseball teams will be right back to trying to get an advantage?
Yeah,
but steroid people did it.
Yeah, but this is
the Patriots get busted and they keep coming back to it all the time. If there's an advantage to be had, people are going to find it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that the Astros...
A guy gets caught cheating on his girlfriend. Does he cheat again?
Never.
Yeah.
No,
the history of people going back to try over and over, it's a long... People, once they beat addiction, are they done? They don't have to worry about it anymore? They go back.
Well...
Cheaters are going to... You're going to...
You think the Astros are cheating?
I think a lot of teams in baseball will continue to look for advantages.
Yes.
It's been going on this long. This isn't going to stop.
Well, I don't think that they're going to use that source anymore.
Well, because that source has been taken away. Now you got to find something.
That's right. Well, it's so stupid. Major League Baseball, in front of a pyro, they gave them lighters and matches and an abandoned house. And they said they put the replay room right by the dugout. And said, now here's a live feed, but don't use it.
Like when my wife makes cookies, like, don't eat these.
Yeah.
Well, don't tell me not to eat them, yeah. And don't make them. I'm a crackhead, and that's crack.
That's right.
Don't make these cookies.
I put them right in front of me.
Put them right here. And don't touch these cookies.
Quite frankly, Major
League. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to 100% eat at least two of them.
We all know what a crackhead does for crack, right?
No, I don't do that for cookies.
What do you do for cookies?
I just go take the crack.
Less than zero.
I just go take the crack. Julian, I've got some really cool friends I'd like you to meet. Don't meet them, Julian.
Come on,
don't,
baby.
Don't, Julian. It's a trap.
Do your crack voice.
Come on, baby. I don't have a crack
yes,
voice.
Yes, you do. You just said you're a crackhead.
I just said you don't. It's like if she just says, don't eat these cookies, I'm going to eat the...
What do you do for those cookies?
Don't eat these cookies.
Well, Nicole might like what he does for those cookies.
Don't eat this apple. I'm going to eat the apple.
I don't think it's with Nicole.
You don't?
No.
What's Nicole that made the cookies?
Well, maybe she goes... Maybe Nicole's like someone goes, do something for me. And it's not...
Yeah, you know what hers
and
is?
It's not with her.
What you doing with that crack mouth?
You know
mouth?
What hers is? Do something for me.
You've got a crack mouth?
What you doing with that crack mouth?
Trust me, it's not how it works. What do you want me to do for you? Do you want me to do? Yeah, go out and edge up all the. Go and edge the entire landscaping. Get up on the ladder and try to fix the.
Isn't yard work your version of what a crackhead has to do for crack?
Yeah, that's his version.
Yeah,
yeah.
Fix the gutter.
Man, how'd that work out? Look,
not well.
Now you're helping me put a shirt on. Congratulations.
960.
Actually, she wasn't even there. I just did that because I'm smart.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way I would describe it. What you need is house insurance.
I am smart when it comes to this because I did this. I've done it twice. Every year I shop for new homeowners insurance. People who don't shop for new homeowners insurance and car insurance, I'm just telling you now, you're throwing a ton of money away. I'm going to tell you something else. Even though you signed up for your homeowners insurance and you may have gotten a discount, you know, because you also bundled up your car insurance, here's something that you can do. You can actually switch out of your car insurance right now. And what TGS Insurance will do is they'll get you the prorated amount back, and they'll get you into a homeowner's insurance that costs you a lot less. In most cases, you're going to save on average $900 or more. It's $900 or more. And they're A-rated insurance companies, and they have a variety of companies that are shopping for your business. So instead of staying with the same company year after year after year and seeing, you know, your rates go up incrementally, and you're like, but they're giving me discounts on being this and this and this. Those are little tricks that they do to keep you and keep you paying more. TGS Insurance can save you money. Text the word money to 232323. That's the word money to 232323. You get a firm quote back within 15 seconds and find out what they can save you at TGSinsurance.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back, 920 ESPN 97.5. Now what, though?
John Heyman just tweeted out that the Marlins have 4 more positive COVID tests.
That's it?
So now 19 guys.
19 guys.
And Heather Dinich, I don't know what they're saying on this, but this is my big concern is I think college football is going to take their cue from whatever happens with Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're most likely to have outbreaks. See, NFL players, to me, can... first of all, more of them are married. Not a huge percentage, but I mean a decent percentage get married. But you also have veterans, and there's a standard that is set on each team by leadership. Like, hey, don't y'all screw this up for us. I'm trying to get out, you know, especially if you're a player who's making $14 million and you're one of the leaders, and you're like, don't y'all mess this up for us. I'm just telling y'all now. That could help. And there's more players. There is more teams. And there is more opportunity to get in trouble because there's probably going to be less maturity from college players. I really, the Marlins thing worries me for college football.
Okay. Why don't they do the soccer, what the soccer did. Beat it, Marlins, you're out.
Yeah, just remove them.
Just remove them.
Now, soccer at a minimum.
Y'all couldn't do it?
Because the owner's going to say, whoa.
Well, what? He still gets his share of the TV.
Yeah, what is he?
As long as
there's
he's
no,
still getting
there's
his,
no.
Do the players still get their
they're
cheese?
They're going to have to get their, yeah, they get their cheese. They get their cheese. And the, it's like,
yeah, I guess
it's
you
like they play.
On,
what's the difference? You're not
yeah,
playing
you're not
in front of anybody.
People in the stands.
No. What's the difference if they play or not? Yeah. You give everybody that was supposed to play them a win.
And John's referencing what happened to the MLS in their bubble where Dallas and Nashville had outbreaks and never played a game and got removed. Then MLS has had pretty much no problem since. In fact, once again, another round of no positive tests. So they're fine, and so is basketball. It's apparently NHL so far. Why not just say, hey, all right, Marlins. I mean, even outside of the jokes about it's just the Marlins, who cares? All right, we remove you from the equation.
Well, the problem is that since you are doing more than just the four teams, you're doing 16 teams, eight from the AL East and the NL East will have a big advantage with all those wins over the Marlins.
Are you giving people wins?
Yeah, well, you got it, don't you? Or are you just going to do it by percentage points?
Well,
instead of number of wins, by percentage of wins. Well, if you eliminate the Marlins.
Well, yeah, because the playoffs are top two in each division anyway, and then the third best.
And the seven and eight will be
about records.
Right.
So if someone in the AL East is, they're going to make the playoffs no matter what. Two teams in that division are making the playoffs no matter what. So I wonder, well, not that baseball's thought anything about this. We're probably figuring it out for them right now, as opposed to what their plan might be. But that's 19 guys. So they weren't going to play today anyway. They're probably not playing tomorrow or Thursday.
I don't see him playing for, I mean,
And
plus, not only that, but, okay, so Manfred said, too, as long as the team can have, we can field a team that's competitive. When you're down 15 guys, you're down 14 guys, 15 guys out of 30. How competitive are you anyway?
No.
If you're the Marlins and you lose 14 players, good. You're starting to get into double A and single A players.
Yeah. We say easy because it's a very difficult thing to remove an entire team from the league. But how would you even make the games up? So let's say you put them on ice for 2 weeks to clean this out. How do you make the games up?
Teams in the West are going to be pissed. Like, God, everyone who plays them, which is a very distinct amount of teams, you know, the teams in the East will all catch W's.
Well, no. Win percentage.
Because they've done that before.
Yeah. Instead of, we talked to the Marlins head of the FBA.
Marlins will be out of baseball. Marlins are going to get kicked out. You have to. You can't wait this long.
That's what you do. You kick the Marlins out. You're out. Well, or until you guys, all your guys come back positive or negative.
Yeah.
All your guys come back negative, you can pick it back up.
What you do is you give the team wins for the game they're supposed to play, and then when the Marlins are back playing or healthy or whatever you want to call it, then we restart their schedule.
You don't give anybody wins. You just say you're going by win percentage.
Whatever win percentage
is. You get an off day.
Yeah, and then the Marlins, once they're clean, you bring them back. So you can have some semblance of fairness going down the stretch.
Right.
Which is the whole season's pretty.
We're already to a point where teams are not going to have 60 game schedules. We got there.
It took three days.
It
could well be.
Yeah, if the Marlins are.
They canceled. Yeah, well, they're not going to be able to.
And the unfortunate part for both the Yankees and the Orioles and the Marlins is that you're playing teams that you don't have back home again.
Yeah, you can't.
You only play the Orioles twice in your place, and that's it. They don't come back.
No.
So you could have had doubleheaders later in the year.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you can't do that now.
Well, it was only going to be a two-game series in Miami with the Orioles. Could you play four in Baltimore?
Doubleheaders
both days.
Advantage Baltimore. I guess advantage Baltimore. If there's no fans, what the hell's the difference?
What does it matter?
Well, and you know what? Marlins get last at bats in those two games.
You make them the home team.
Yeah.
So you could find a way to get it done. It'll just make those days harder. But, hey, everything's hard right now.
Nope.
Yeah.
And it's the same with the Yankees and Phillies.
Yeah, so as far as college football is concerned, we know Major League Baseball didn't have much of a protocol for this. Why wouldn't college football mandate that you wear the face shield, like the mouth thing? Anything you can do to try to limit this. Now, who knows what it'll do, but mask, like, for example, Oklahoma didn't have a positive test. They're being very transparent. So whatever they're doing is working. Now, students will come back on campus, so you have to fight that. But why wouldn't, at least for the season, why wouldn't college football put every safety precaution they could in place to try to get a season? Everyone wears a face shield. That's just the rule.
That's it.
For this year. That's all. It'll be for this year, but that's just how it has to be.
That's all. No. I mean, that's like, yeah. We got used to seatbelts.
Yeah.
You know what? Right?
Yeah. people fought it until, wait a minute, it's not that bad.
Yeah. It's, yeah. No, you can't make me. Yeah, you can. Yeah, we can.
It's law.
Todd tweeted out, Texas Tech football, 72-ounce steaks in Lubbock. No, Amarillo. Pork belly, smothered pork chops, dabbing in on the toilet. Girls with tattoos are trashy. Typical 10 minutes of sports talk radio with John and Lance.
You're welcome.
Yeah. That's sports talk radio.
Yeah, you're welcome.
2020.
He listed all those things.
Let's talk about what's going to happen for the Houston Texans with Sonny Okelbete. That's going to be the big question
Whose voice is that?
We'll talk. I don't know. It's just some dweeb voice.
Oh,
it sounded like. Have anyone.
I guess
that's what he wants to hear.
I thought you were pointing at someone. No, he was just pointing out what the show is about. What I didn't hear was a thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
Say thank you.
Typical. He just said typical.
No, the sentence should have ended with a thank you.
Thank you.
I mean.
Thank you for being heroic.
Lamont's right. The Marlins situation is the ultimate a Florida man story. I mean, if it's going to happen, it has to happen to a Florida team. Yeah. And ironically, it happened when they were on the road, I guess.
Well, of course, you could have would it be surprising it, if this happened in Houston or Dallas? No,
but they said this happened on the road, but this could have been somebody bringing it in, potentially.
Yeah.
So yep. They may have gone to get some wings somewhere.
No, it's baseball players. They don't eat wings.
What do they eat?
Okay. Yeah.
Baseball players don't eat wings.
The Marlins were playing exhibition games in Atlanta. It could have been a late arrival from, because not everyone was together at all at one time. So who knows? When a guy came in and said, all right, we're ready to go. We're never going to really know. But two Braves have it, two catchers. And that hasn't been spread to any other Braves, but the Marlins had a spread because they all traveled together. And we know baseball is not about that social distancing thing. I don't know why Manfred hadn't said either today or yesterday, all right, these are the new rules.
Everybody wears a mask.
And no one's in a dugout.
No.
Except for maybe the nine guys, position players who are playing.
And, okay, even as then, soon as you're, hey, you're wearing a mask to the plate. And then when you get back to the dugout, you're still wearing your mask. Yeah. Everybody wears a mask all the time. We've seen players can do it.
And it doesn't have to be those medical ones.
They've got room to be 6 feet away.
If you're on the bench, you're in the stands.
Yeah, and we see Altuve, I think when he's out in the field or running bases or whatever, and Yuli's wearing it all the time. It doesn't have to be the strict medical ones. Just put a face covering on.
But we've seen also bullpens that sit in the stands. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, you could do that with your position players easily. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then steal signs and relay them.
And you just go up and you look up if you're the manager. Hey, BLAC, get here, get over here.
Like I said, that's what soccer does. Soccer puts them in the, just sit up there somewhere.
Well, the baseball apparently, no, you're intruding on my rights. Well,
no, I just don't think they thought it out.
How about
idea is, okay, you and I both said it before. Well, if you're getting COVID tests, why even wear a mask if you know you're negative? But the fact is, if you're not testing every day, number one, and then number two, you know, it takes a while to incubate also. So you could come up negative one day and positive in 3 days.
Yeah. Yep. All right, 930 ESPN, 975-7378-0-3776. Come on.
ESPN, 975. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So, I did the virtual interviews with Herman last week, did Matt Wells last night. In the Big 12, I asked both of those guys, and they both feel like there will be football right now. It's pretty optimistic. Football is pretty optimistic. A couple of weeks ago, it was pretty pessimistic. Right now, it's pretty optimistic.
Do they have anything to base that on? Why the sudden turn?
Yeah.
Because of a big downturn in positive tests at all of the universities.
Oh, at the schools. Okay.
At the schools. I think they see what's going on here with the Marlins and whatnot. But football is totally different. Baseball, you have to travel. You play in a city for 2 days or 3 days, and then you have to travel. You always do. You're always traveling.
Yeah, the biggest issue with football is how you contain it on your campus, because you're going to be in and out in a day and a half. Yeah, I think it's how
you're really not out and about on the road.
No.
Pro football either.
No. You're in the hotel now. You got to worry about the hotel being sanitized and so that you don't put anybody in harm's way. Are all of the people who are working there, working the food, are they all sick? Have they been tested? I mean, there's going to be challenges, no question about it. But in a 12-game season, you only travel 6 weeks and sometimes less.
And if you're a coach or a university, you put protocols in place. Maybe you can't tell the hotel what to do, but you tell your players, everything's being delivered. We might just cater the food to you.
Yeah, we'll bring it.
You're not going anywhere. You are quarantined in that hotel room for however long it takes for us to go play a game. Then we're going home.
College players don't go anywhere anyway.
That's true.
Yeah.
There's a curfew, and if you miss it.
Yeah. Pro players, they might put an end to that. They'll go out to dinner with guys from the other team or in the city.
Yeah,
That's got to stop. They won't be able to do that because already listen, you're not getting your paycheck.
Guys who don't
opt out. If you're in
a
place that's got more than 15 people in it.
Guys who don't opt out, they want their money.
Yeah.
They want their paychecks. One would think that they would do what it takes, because if you want to just F off and do whatever you want, then opt out.
Yeah.
Just opt out and keep partying or doing whatever you do, or in some cases, most cases, probably not partying. You just don't want to. Like Dante Hightower has a new baby. And so in some cases, you will have the Lou Williams of the world who probably want to just do things. Then just opt out. Just don't play.
Well, right. I mean, but Lou wants his cake and eat it too. He wants to go. Well, he wants his tart and eat it too.
He wants his.
I don't understand why he would though. Well, he wants a chance.
He wants his pie.
He wants a chance at
a
championship.
John.
He must.
We get it.
Yeah, I know. Your Honor, excessive
piling
Lou
on
commentary.
Is what I call it.
No. So. Oh, I do think, I don't think that we're going to see a full season, but I think we're going to see, there's a good chance we'll see a plus one scenario.
Yeah, the ACC could release a schedule starting tomorrow. The conference presidents have to, or ADs, I'm not sure which one, they have to agree to the proposal, but it looks like 10 plus one is the leader. So we'll see if that gets done. So we might have a full ACC schedule in terms of we'll know who's playing who as early as tomorrow.
Is it advantageous to the Pac-12 and the Big Ten to be playing a conference only if we're looking at a playoff?
Why?
Because they don't have as many risks. You could listen. Alabama and Oklahoma State are talking about playing in Jerry's World. Oklahoma State, why are you doing that? You're going to get a loss to Alabama. Are you? And if you win the Big 12, that's going to count against you.
Well,
as far as getting into the playoff,
why is it going to count against you?
Because a loss is a loss.
Yeah, but you don't. I mean, it depends on how you schedule. You can schedule out of conference if you schedule weak teams.
Well, right, but they're not. I mean, there are teams that are going after it. They want to play. Who was it said they were still looking at playing each? I mean, you're not going to play all. Not everybody's playing Missouri State.
It works both ways. I mean, makes your schedule look better, and it's a potential loss either way.
Yeah, but okay. So if I don't play it though, if I'm the Pac-12 and I'm not Ohio State, I'm not playing anybody out of conference. All I got to do is get through the Big 12, and I'm in the playoff.
Yeah. Big Ten, yeah. Ohio
Big
State.
Big Ten, rather. What did I say? Big Ten.
Their initial schedule had them going to Oregon. Now, both of those conferences have said conference only, so that gets wiped off. But Oregon had North Dakota State and Ohio State on their schedule. Home games, but still, those are potential losses. So if Oregon, who probably will enter the season as considered a top 10 team despite a new quarterback, if they go undefeated in the Pac-12, playing a full Pac-12 schedule, they have a better shot than Oklahoma State playing Alabama, taking
Absolutely.
That out.
Absolutely, they do.
Particularly if they look bad taking that out.
Yeah, and that's a possibility. That's a possibility.
I don't. You know, I always get back to this. If you're worried about losing, then don't lose. If you want to win a championship,
well, but I mean, but it's still, you're not worried about losing, but you're worried about, hey, wait a minute, Oregon over here, USC over here. Wait a minute, you're not playing anybody else. I mean, I'm going to play Alabama, and you're not, and you're going to get in the playoff, and
but,
I'm not.
Yeah, but Oregon, big deal. That's a slappy conference. Let's face it. When How long has it been since Pac-12 was considered a good conference?
Yeah, but you go undefeated in the Pac-12, you're going to the playoff.
Four-man, I don't know that it's a lock.
Oh,
it
I do.
It really depends on what happens.
An undefeated team in the conference.
Two undefeated SEC teams are in 100% every day out of the year.
Well, there is no undefeated. Well, there's only one undefeated SEC team.
Are they going to play SEC championship
games?
Yeah,
they will. I would imagine. Why
you're positive?
They? Oh, why wouldn't they?
Well, because that's another.
That's
I mean,
a big
yeah,
payday.
The money.
That's
yeah.
a big
and
payday.
Look at last year. The Pac-12 would have had a one-loss team in the if Utah hadn't lost to Oregon in their title game. They were going to get in. So, yeah, a Pac-12 team undefeated, considering where
so
they
you're
might
going
start,
to Atlanta
might
with
get,
two
it,
teams?
Get in.
You're going to Atlanta with two different teams on the road? Okay.
Well,
it'll be December.
Not everybody's going to Magic City.
Okay.
And it'll be December as well, so hopefully things are a little bit better as far as cases are concerned. But yeah, Pac-12 team. Oregon goes undefeated. They're getting in. If they hadn't lost Arizona State last year, they would have gotten in with one loss.
I would rather be, in the Pac-12, lowly considered the worst Power Five
maybe,
conference.
The ACC outside of Clemson is right there with them.
Yeah, but at least they got Clemson. The ACC's had nothing.
Yeah, but I don't know that Clemson, you'll get the old, well, I guess you won't have an opt-out for Lawrence. I'm not sure that Lawrence would opt out anyway. He strikes me as a guy that wants to play and win a championship.
Yeah.
I don't know if what I would be more concerned about is John Ross is hurt. He's not even playing. Not John Ross.
No.
Justin Ross.
Justin Ross. I don't think he's playing anyway.
He's hurt. He's out for the year.
He's out for the year. You've lost T. Higgins. You lost a ton of your offensive line. Like, Clemson, to me, is not the team.
Oh, they... Well, I think they'll just reload.
I like their defense. Their offense has got some problems, although they did bring Etienne back. But they lost their left tackle, left guard, center... Right tackle.
And I think they're up there so high every year in the recruiting.
And the conference itself doesn't challenge them very much.
Yeah.
And, no one's talking about it because surely LSU was the team of the playoff because of what they did over two games. But Clemson's wide receivers, when they got against elite competition on the other side, did not look good.
They did not look good. I'm telling you right now, the one thing that surprised me the most in watching T. Higgins' film is he can't get off press. Like, when you press T. Higgins and when people were in his face, it's when he got down the field where he was much more effective when he is down the field and the ball's up in the air. Well, then he's a problem. But when T. Higgins was actually challenged by corners, he wasn't as good for – I thought Ross was a better guy off the snap than Higgins was. And Ross is going to be out. Higgins is gone. I'm telling you, I don't think it's a layup for – I think North Carolina, I'm sure that's probably the team a lot of people are pointing to because they have a returning quarterback as well. But everyone wants to take their shots at Clemson. I'm not sure Clemson is going to walk through this. And in the Pac, in the Pac-12, I mean, depending on if they play and who plays and when they play and all that other stuff, I would say that I would think that with their young quarterback, USC could potentially be a problem, but then again, they've lost teams, and they weren't that great either. I don't know who it's going to be in the Pac-12. The Pac-12 is that's such a non-factor conference right now. Arizona State, maybe Arizona State actually. Herm's probably got a team over there because he's got his young quarterback back as well. So maybe he's going to be the guy.
And they did upset Oregon last year.
Yeah, kept them out of the playoff with that win.
943 ESPN, 97.5, 713. See, Todd, we talk sports. How's that taste?
Todd came in and said, they know I was just joking, right?
Oh, that was I didn't know it was that Todd.
Oh, yeah, it was that Todd.
I didn't know it was Todd from our station, Todd.
He was like, I was just pointing out how we do things here, not that I was criticizing.
Yeah, I just thought it was some random Todd.
All right, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back. 947 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in. Even your tweets are weak today. I mean, Art's the only one that got to go off a good shot. We're talking about Frankie going to Washington and working for Steve Scalise. And Art said, oh, my God, please, Allah, Frankie has no place in the lawmaking process. Allah, please get Frankie a job at Tootsie's.
Oh, Steve Scalise.
Or Hotel Zaza.
Steve Scalise, the one who talks like this. I think I know who Steve Scalise is.
Yeah. He got shot in a softball game. Remember?
Oh, no, wait. He's not the guy that I was thinking of. Oh. No, it's not him. It's not that guy. I'm thinking of Steve. There's another guy who makes the rounds on all kinds of TV stations and all that stuff. Steve Schmidt. I don't know. Oh. Go ahead. Forget it. Now, he's the guy that got shot because of the pizza? He had pizza?
No.
What happened?
No. Because a nut job went and started shooting up the softball field where the congressman was.
I do remember
playing.
That, yeah.
Yeah. And he was one of the guys that got shot.
Frankie's conspiracy theory bros would have kind of sussed it out and said he got shot because he was trying to stop Pizzagate. Mm.
And Frankie will
Tell
love
Frankie
him for that.
She doesn't need any bros.
But Frankie, please don't go up to him and ask him that. Please. My baby girl.
I think you'll find it. You'll be very surprised about how accepting he is of her theories. Like, you know what? You've got something there.
Hey, if he winks and then just walks away,
yeah.
Frankie will be like, oh, forever. Forever.
You'll never be able to talk her down.
I'm forever your girl. See a little Paula Abdul on him.
So I mentioned Stephen Tuitt a little while ago.
Pittsburgh Steelers, big defense.
Yeah, out of Notre Dame. He says, also, I'm not kneeling for the flag, and screw anybody who have a problem with that. My grandmother was an immigrant from the Caribbean and worked her ass off to bring 20 people over the right way. She had no money and educated herself to be a nurse. She's living good now. And so he says he ain't going to kneel for the American flag. And I think he's now our president's favorite player. So we're looking for favorite players for the president. Well, did you see that Trump announced... Because he announced that he was going to throw out the first pitch with the Yankees because...
He only did it because of Fauci.
Because of Fauci.
And then
he says he's not doing it now. That.
And then he said, no, I'm too busy.
I'm busy.
Trying to stop the coronavirus and other things, so I'm not doing it.
Yeah. And there was a writer that said, he'll probably be in New Jersey playing golf that day.
If it's a weekend, certainly.
Yeah. I don't know.
He'll forget.
Don't begrudge the man his golf now.
No, in fact.
You can still run a country and play golf. He was playing with Brett Favre the other day.
I saw that. Mostly all presidents have played golf.
Yeah.
So it's not about, I don't think it's about the golf per se. Maybe it's about the amount of golf.
What's the difference?
Well,
if
you're playing
don't
more,
put a limit on the man.
Oh,
okay.
I'm not, but
it's like saying, I'm going to have a couple of beers. Don't limit me.
Well, maybe. You shouldn't limit yourself when it comes to beer sometimes, depending on what you have to do the next day or what you have to do to get home.
You're thinking of James Carville.
No, Steve Schmidt is who he's talking about.
Steve Schmidt, yeah.
He's part of that Project Lincoln, Republicans who are against Trump. They have this big social
There's
media.
Republicans against Trump? Nobody's against Trump. That's stupid.
Steve Schmidt's the one who talked like that. That's what I was saying. I know. Yeah. I recognize. I thought that was a name.
He's a guy who will go on these long diatribes about how awful the president is, how he's ruining the democracy. Yes, I know who Lance is talking about.
Yeah. Oh, I don't. I'd have to watch. I'd have to care. I'm playing golf. I'm busy. Me and the president are busy. Okay?
Are you stopping the coronavirus too?
I do it every day.
Not your own personal battle.
I had it? No.
I'm talking about the overarching stopping of the coronavirus. Are you contributing to that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
John's an ally of
the of what?
Stopping of coronavirus.
Yes. I'm an ally.
Is he, though?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Are you, though?
That's my favorite one now.
Come on, guys, load up. See you at Luling's. I just don't believe that you guys are sitting 6 feet apart.
I would say, there's like every other chair. They've taken out every other chair.
I will say, before we had the spike in Houston, and let's just say that we were at a media event, we all sat around. There was no masks. Everyone was like right next to each other. Mm-hmm. It was, if you look at it in hindsight now, it'd be like, oh my God, what's this group of people doing here? All just sitting around in a little square right next to each other. No social distancing, no masks, no nothing. Like, hey, guys.
Why would we have the social distance before?
When the coronavirus is going on?
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you talking about people sitting together now?
Yeah, like, let's say 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, when he was having a little get-together about how great the Texans are.
Oh.
Because there was a time, this is how quick everything changes.
I didn't know you guys were that close together.
Oh, yeah.
You were?
College people are very down on football going. College people are up about football going now. It changes that fast now. Mm-hmm. I thought football was like, you know what? 1 month ago, I thought people are going to be in, maybe not 1 month ago, maybe 5 weeks ago. I think college football is going to have people in the stands. Now it's like, I think college football is going to be played in the spring. That's where I am currently. College football will be played in the spring. I'm not seeing a slowdown to this. And I really honestly think that if baseball can't get their bleep together, if baseball has this spread at all to other teams, we already saw Philadelphia now. They're canceled Yankees games with Philadelphia for the second time, postponed them. If this turns into multiple teams in a pro league, I just think college football is going to say nope, because the external pressure, even if college, they have to play. I'm not saying they're not going to play. Yeah. They have to play. I'm sorry, but that's just what it is to keep your other programs even viable. We know it's going to have to happen. And if it's going to happen, John, if they can't go in the fall, then they either just keep pushing it back a month at a time. Like, okay, we're going to push it back a month. All right. Now, I don't think the NFL is going to push it back. I think the NFL will say we can basically keep our stuff together. College sports, the external pressure about these are kids working for free and you're going to kill them. And you're going to put them in harm's way where they could die. People are going to say no.
Everybody I've talked to, it's full bore ahead.
I understand that, but we also
and actually, if you want to know the truth, they're more determined than ever because they had a bunch of positive tests before, right? And they're not anymore because they do have the kids now. They've got their hands on the kids, and they're actually able to control and keep the protocol.
Once again,
it's when the kids leave that they're worried about,
which they're always going to do.
Yeah, well.
That, you know, just isn't going to happen.
Well, here's the deal: right now, it's actually working. It's actually working. Positive tests are down.
Well, how many students aren't back?
Well, how many campuses will actually have students back?
Well, that's the advantage. To not have students is a huge advantage.
I mean, and the whole thing has been, well, if the rest of the student body's not here, we're not playing. Well, that's dumb. You should play if the rest of the student body is there.
A much better chance to get it done.
Yes.
Think with your head.
Nobody does.
Everybody just Emery coming out and saying that, too.
It's just knee-jerk.
I'm sorry, are you the commissioner of all of football?
No, he's not.
Okay.
No, and that's the thing. And they're meeting next week.
That's what I'm saying. Then stay out of this.
They're meeting next week, and they're going to decide on what fall sports are going to... No, you're not.
Well, they can only decide the championships, like, because they sanction those, but they can't even decide, like, regular season play. Like, if the conference... Forget about football. Like, if the conference... soccer wants to go on, the NCAA can't stop it. The only thing they can do is not hold a tournament for the title. But they can't stop conference play from happening. They don't really control very much outside of sanctions.
Right. So
the conference commissioners say, shut up, Emmert, we're doing it. He ain't going to say nothing.
Right. And a lot of these schools were none too pleased with them for unilaterally shutting down the basketball season, the tournament. A lot of there were a lot of pissed universities saying, dude, you don't just shut it down. You talk to us. The president, you know how presidents are. They got egos. They're like, hey, what are you doing, Emmert? You don't just shut this down without talking to us first. And that's exactly what he did. All right, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.